4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, guys? It's Eddie Arroyo coming to you from my home studio with El Paso's first and only podcast created for college students by college students with information that college students can use. That is right. This is the Amigo Podcast. So, just to kind of give you guys an overview of what I want to do with this show, just kind of give you guys, you know, information, reviews, just different stuff that you guys can use for college students here in El Paso, maybe even, you know, out there, state of Texas, in the great U.S. of A., anywhere this podcast will spread to, but just based off and geared for college students, stuff that they can use, movie reviews, restaurant ideas, date ideas, fitness tips, studying tips, current events, hometown artist showcases, stuff like that. Stuff that matters to you and me. This week, got a good lineup of information for you. First is going to be the pickup line of the week. I mean, what's a good pickup line every once in a while, you know? It's nothing but fun. This week, you know, just go up to a girl. Guys, listen up. Girls, listen up. You know, if you think that cute guy or girl from psychology is just way out of your league, use this one. Just go up to him and be like, excuse me, are you a beaver? Because, damn. And, you know, there you go. That's it. That's all it takes, and they're yours. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to actually move on now to the movie review of the week. And this week, I wanted to review The Hunger Games: Catching Fire. It is an awesome, awesome sequel, guys. And it has Jennifer Lawrence.
Giggity, giggity. Giggity, goo.
Damn straight. Mm-hmm. Giggity, 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 goo. Such a good sequel. I am not one for sequels. I personally think that all sequels are the devil. But I've been wrong. I've been proven wrong these past couple of releases for sequels, such as, you know, Insidious, but that's another review. It's a great plot, great storyline for Catching Fire. Of course, you know that PETA and Katniss are on their victory tour, going through all the districts. But then, you know, the president throws a little monkey wrench in there, screws it all up. But does he really? Does he really screw it up? Because at the end, it's all revealed. I can't tell you the ending, but go check it out. It is The Hunger Games: Catching Fire. Go check it out at the West Side Tinseltown, East Side Tinseltown, the new one off Montana. Go check it out. Such a great movie. And I'd like to move on to Cheap Eats. As college students, we are low on cash, but we're always hungry. Am I right?
Hell yeah!
Exactly, we are always hungry. So, what are some good places here in El Paso with cheap food and good eats to fill our tummies, right? Well, the first meal of the morning, breakfast, right? Subway is putting together a deal for $3 where you get a sandwich and a soda or a coffee. $3! That's nothing. Of course, who can forget about Little Caesar's $5 hot and ready pizza? There's always McDonald's, but, you know, we want to kind of stay away from that. We want to go more localized places to keep our community growing. Another place, of course, is a hometown favorite. Chico's Tacos, cash only. Great food, cheap prices. Although I've noticed that they are on the rise. Have you noticed that? So have I. Cash only. Good food, sloppy food. If you want an even sloppier, cheaper version of that, go check out Fast Lane. I know there's one by EPCC on the Valle Verde campus, right there on North Loop. Go check that one out. Another cash-only place, but it's really worth it. Very small place called Roscoe's Burger Inn. Go check that place out. It is amazing. I am willing to argue that that is one of the best burgers in El Paso. Behind the Chico's Tacos on Dyer, go check it out. Very good, cash-only. So, what are some good things to do this weekend? It's El Paso. People think there's not a lot of stuff to do. Hey, that is not true. Ice skating at the fountains. Yeah, go check it out. Outside rink. Beautiful cold weather. Bundle up. take your significant other. Such a great idea. And if not, go check it out at the Coliseum. Ice skating at the Coliseum. I think it's called Holidays on Ice. Go check that one out. Inside rink. Can't say it's warmer. It's actually kind of cold in there. But it's only open on the weekends. Take her to the movies. How about, you know, maybe a nice little candlelit dinner every once in a while. Cook. It's not that big of a deal. Cook for your significant other. It shows that you love them, right? If you have any date ideas, anything to do in El Paso, any events, send them to me and I'll feature them on the show. So, this past couple of days have been very troubling for some because of the death of Paul Walker, the guy who played the cop in all of the Fast and Furious movies. Quite a tragic death that he suffered in a fiery car crash, which is also ironic. Don't you think that he died in a car crash and he was an actor in the Fast and the Furious? That's kind of weird. It's kind of like Zach Galifianakis dying off a roofie overload, right? Anyways, there are rumors that it might not even be him. Get this. They are still waiting for the dental records because they're not sure if it's him. And they have video of him in an airport confirming that he is not dead. But this is my thing. If he's not dead, wouldn't he have come out already and said, hey, world, I'm not dead? But it's just such, I mean, I don't even know where to start on this one anymore. I personally think, tragically, that he has passed on. Paul Walker, you'll always be remembered. Just to leave you with a quote from him, he said, if I die by speed, do not worry because I will be smiling. Ah, man, such a great actor, so young, will be missed. How's your guys' Thanksgiving? Did you guys go Black Friday shopping? It's all about money nowadays, isn't it? Christmas doesn't even have the same feel to it because it's not even Black Friday. It's Black Week. It's Black Wednesday, Black Thursday. They release specials like a week before. Why? Why, guys? Why? Just leave it to Friday. You're going to have our money anyways because you have awesome sales. Just keep it till Friday. That's just my view. It's like Christmas doesn't have the same feel to it anyways. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Calling all hometown artists. If you guys can play an instrument, sing, produce music, send them to me. And I will feature them on the show. New artist, new song every week. And where do you send all this information? Right? So I've got an email set up just for this show that you can submit any requests for movie reviews, topics that you want us to talk about on the show, the hometown artist showcase, any current events, any weekend plans or cheap eats that you want us to feature. Even if maybe you've got a problem and you want to stay anonymous, send me an email and I'll get back to you on the show every week. That email address is amigopodcastep@gmail.com. That's amigopodcastep@gmail.com. So without further ado, guys, that's it for this week. I hope you guys subscribe and I will talk to you guys next week. Until then, adios, amigos.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would